For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team, a 3-1 win over St. Thomas on Friday night. Go for a sweep on senior night tonight, joined by Riley Funk. Is there any better way to start a game than a shorty?
No. And you know what? The thing is, right when we scored it, heck of a play by Kleiner and Kirk, and great for Kirk there. Loved it. The boys were, like, mean so much to everybody there. But we've gotten scored on some shorties, and it deflates you. And right when that happens, you just think, you know what? We got that this time. And it just, it skyrockets you.
You unfortunately gave up one, too. but when you are playing with a lead, this team is really hard to beat. When you don't score first, you have one win this year. Is it that simple? Is this game that simple?
I think it is. I think the stats would back that up. You know, and you know what it is. And on any given night, anything can happen. So it isn't that simple, but I'd like to give us those odds every night. And I think anybody would take that. And we're a good team when we play with the lead. We keep it simple and we play our game. And I didn't know that stat about us only getting one when we don't score first. So it's such a big thing early on. If you can get that first one, you take a breath and you can play your game and just keep putting it behind them. And then it gives you that chance to get that second one instead of fighting from behind.
Is this maybe the most complete game of the year?
To the best of my ability here answering that, I think it is. I think anybody would tell you the second half isn't what we wanted it to be. And I can't even think back to the first half very easily. So I'm going to roll with that answer and say that it is, because I think we sat here before Northern Michigan and you asked me the question, what do you want to do before the end of the season? And I told you I just want us to get mojo. And it wasn't going 8-0, it was going 4-4, I said. And I said I'd take that. Like, and those were the words I used. And I just think back to that interview that we did, and we're right on that kind of those numbers because of how we've played. But I feel like our last few weekends, we've been playing way better hockey. And that's what you want. You want to feel good going into the playoffs.
As a collective group of seniors, some of you like you haven't been here for the whole time, but as a group, what's this group like?
You know what, it's a culmination of everybody pouring it in for 4 years of everything they've got. And I think you look up in the stands and each of us seniors have 10, 15, 20 people here. And it's not only us, it's the people that have sacrificed everything, our parents, our friends, our billets that are like everybody that has done things for us over our 4 years and 8 years of junior hockey total. It means so much to, I know, me and every one of us seniors to have that. And it just look at our group, like we all love each other. We live together, our senior group, and it's been such a fun ride. And I've only got to experience it for 2 years, but it's been a great 2 years.
Is there anything that sums up this league, anything like the results from tonight where Augustana, who's got the slimmest of leads going into the night, doesn't play?